So notice that you're breathing. Don't do anything to change anything. But just, we often don't notice that we're breathing. Well, there's no reason that we should. It's supposed to go on without us. But now bringing the attention to the breath, synchronizing just the fact of syncing up the breath and the attention. It does begin to change the breath. Usually it gets slower, deeper. And I'm going to give each person listening to this, including you, a blue jewel. Just like the one in the blog post, kind of an oval, faceted blue jewel. And I'm going to give it to you in your left hand. Just giving it to you in the left because the left is the receiving side. And you can immediately set it down, or you can do whatever it calls you to do. You can look at it in your palm. And I want you now to just again breathe and feeling the energy rising up your spine and down your spine as you breathe in and out. And the blue jewel is just resting wherever you put it. And right this minute, I want you to just soar up and out with me, without really thinking about it, finding yourself in the sky, in the blue, blue sky. And you have an eagle body. You may feel like a little tiny bird. You may feel like a great big bird. We are eagles. And we're just wheeling in the sky on the winds. And we travel to a land where it's our work. You fly over, and it might be adjacent, immediately adjacent, flying over the land. Maybe it looks like a garden or a small farm or a big farm, where you've been tending, cultivating, and maybe a building. It may look like Stonehenge. I have no idea. And you fly over the land where your work has been cultivated. And just notice what you see. Notice if it looks orderly. Notice where the energy is intense. You can tell in a garden. You can tell in a building if it's had a lot of attention lavished on it, if it is falling apart. Again, just notice what it looks like in some detail. You can fly down a bit closer. Where is your attention drawn? And to what is it drawn? And avoid, right now I would like you to avoid the impulse to fly down into it. You can get close to it, but I want you to be able to see it in its totality if possible. Stay high enough that while you can observe certain things in detail, I want you to see it in its totality. And just take your time observing your work from this level, the eagle's eye view, for a moment while I'm silent. And now come back up with me and just kind of gently drop in through the top of your head. Notice if you have resistance. Notice if it feels like a relief to come back into your body there. Notice if you feel expanded and expansive. Just however it feels, or not so expanded, and just plain really happy to be back. Just integrate into this part of your consciousness any insights that you had while you were an eagle, while you were watching over your practice from the eagle's eye view. What did that show you? What did you feel? Did you like it? What did you like about it? About the experience and about what you saw. What was not okay? If there was anything not okay about it, what was really uncomfortable? If there was anything uncomfortable, what was the relief to notice? What did you allow yourself to see that perhaps you already knew? Got a confirmation. And last, what kinds of questions might you have that you might want to go answer again, possibly next time swooping in a little closer, possibly not. Or there may be questions that aren't answered by the eagle, that the eagle can see, ask, but that are needing to be answered in a different way, not with the eagle at all. Just maybe by research, by asking someone different things. And now I want you to take the blue stone and encode into the blue stone those insights so that you can keep them with you. And the blue stone encoding can change. This is just the way of encoding it so that what is encoded is not only what you saw, but how you saw. And the blue stone is a kind of a portable third eye that is the eye of the eagle. So the blue stone, you can hold the blue stone and see with the eye of the eagle whenever you like. It may be frightening. It may be something that you approach with reverence and you don't do it all the time. It may be that you never do it, but it's most likely that you will want to do it from time to time. You'll want to just hold on to that blue stone and see with clarity and the eye of the eagle what you need to see about your practice. And in particular, how to speak about the practice, how to advertise, if advertising is appropriate, how to write about it, how to share it with the world. Very specific questions can be answered with this method. You should try very specific questions and then take the journey, hold the stone, or fly like an eagle if you prefer. Stone will help you see the answers to the questions. And the more you trust and try out what the stone is telling you, what you see in that way, the more it's like building a muscle. You'll cultivate this ability that you have to see in this way and to know in this way. And I think the stone gives courage of clairvoyance. Now, if you want to, you can take the stone and put it kind of in your third eye like a jewel that sticks right there and see how that feels. And if you don't want to do that, don't do that. Literally seeing with the third eye, seeing with that blue jewel. And seeing, the thing about that is that the whole world is then seen in that way, with that detachment. And I know that for me, that is something that I want. That may not be something that everyone wants. But to learn to see in that way, and it's okay to take the jewel out and hold it in your hand and not see everything that way all the time. And now taking the jewel with you, if you would like it, if you don't want to keep it, you're welcome to leave it, but I assume that you'll want to take it with you. And allowing you to breathe yourself back through the top of your head, most likely with the stone that you're holding in your hand as a gift from today.